USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 1 million people around the world have now recovered from coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins University. There have been over 3 million confirmed cases worldwide since the outbreak began in December, a milestone that was reached earlier this week. The United States still has the most confirmed cases worldwide, also has the most recoveries with over 153,000. Germany, Spain, and China trail the U.S. respectively. The numbers come as some lockdowns and restrictions are being lifted across the globe. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said this weekend will be a huge test for New Jersey residents as parks and golf courses reopen. Murphy urged people to wear face masks and continue to remain 6 feet apart. He called this weekend a huge experiment to see how well people can do, which may pave the way to further reopenings throughout the state. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
More U.S. states are starting to ease lockdown measures. Among them is Texas, which is allowing non-essential businesses to start reopening. Other states, though, are holding firm. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced beach closings in Orange County over concerns about crowds, and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has extended the state's emergency declaration. New York's governor announced schools in the state will stay closed for the remainder of the year. There is no state left untouched by the current jobless crisis, but some have been hit harder than others. South Dakota is the best, with only 7.3% of the workforce having applied for jobless benefits, while the hardest hit state is Hawaii, where more than 29% of the workforce, or nearly 200,000 people, have applied for jobless benefits. The numbers are similar in Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island, where nearly one in four workers have applied for jobless aid. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senior British doctors have warned that 250 ventilators that the United Kingdom bought from China risk causing significant patient harm, including death, if they're used in hospitals. The doctor said the machines have a problematic oxygen supply, which cannot be cleaned properly, and had an unfamiliar design and a confusing instruction manual, and were built for use only in ambulances, not hospitals. The British case is not an isolated one, and it comes as a stark example of the problem that has plagued many countries as coronavirus continues to spread throughout the world. The Rolling Stones debut a title on the Billboard chart for the seventh consecutive decade as the new single Living in a Ghost Town enters multiple lists on the chart. The song makes its chart entrance exactly 56 years after the band's first trip to Billboard's charts. Mick Jagger talks about the new song on his Instagram.
Hi there. So we were in the studio, the Stones, recording some new material before the lockdown, and there was one song I thought that would resonate through the times we're living in, which is called Living in a Ghost Town. So if you like.
The song was produced by Don Was. Living in a Ghost Town is the Stones' first new original song in 8 years. The song is intended to give the fans a little bit of a treat, especially after the news of the Stones' planned No Filter tour had been postponed as a result of COVID-19.
I'm a ghost, living in a ghost town.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.